This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, September 23rd. God's word to you today is Glorious End. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verse 3, and it says, He renews my strength, He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Psalm 106, verse 8 from the King James Version says, Nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake, that He might make His mighty power to be known. God wants you to know today, without a doubt, that how your story goes has nothing to do with you. How your story goes is about His glory. How your story goes is the furtherance of His reputation and the fame of His character. You have to make up your mind to trust God for the outcome of your life. You would think that I got a job immediately after I finished serving, right? I was jobless for an entire year. One whole year. Again, I said to God, This is not a good testimony. I have told these people about you. They think I am a child of God. I am bringing disrepute to my testimony. God says, It is not about your story. It is about my glory. I hope you are getting this because it is so powerful. God wants you to know that by the time He is done, you will discover that your story is only a part of His story, and His story always ends in glory. God's story always ends in glory. One of the secrets of having power with God, the God of heaven, is for your name's sake. The New Living Translation of Psalm 106, verse 8 reads, Even so He saved them to defend the honor of His name and to demonstrate His mighty power. If you can get out of the way in any endeavor, if you can put your story aside and say to God, This is for the furtherance of your reputation. This is for the fame of your character. This is not about me. It is all about you. You will become totally unstoppable. What I'm sharing with you is one of the greatest positions in supplication and intercession, for your name's sake. There is nothing God will not do for His name's sake. He can turn things upside down for His glory, because He will not share His glory with any man. The problem most times is that we are in the center of our story. We are the main character. But when we see the main character going down, we are alarmed because the main character usually does not die. But God wants you to put Him at the center of your story. Then you become totally free. You become unstoppable. I pray that the God of heaven will defend the honor of His name and demonstrate His mighty power in leading you along the best pathway for your life and destiny. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that you will always operate knowing that it is not about your story, but it is God's story, and His story always ends in glory. Your story is just a tiny part of His story, so be confident because His story will always end in glory. God is more than enough. Let us pray. Jesus, you are the center of my story. It is not about my children, not about my career, not about my ministry. It is all about you. Lord, you are the center of my story. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.